like what the other kids at school talk about and joke about, but it gets stuck in my head anyway.
To get rid of bad thoughts, you can't just ignore them. You've got to replace them with something good. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm so glad to see you here. There's a lot of ways to fill up your head with bad stuff these days. So what do you do to shut those bad thoughts out? Well, the key is not to simply ignore them. See, those bad thoughts can creep back in even when you don't want them. What you have to do is replace the bad thoughts with good things from God's Word. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Our story today is called Replace It. "What smells so funny?" Will asked as his older brother Elliot drove the car into the garage. "Is it the engine?" Elliot sniffed and made a face. "Maybe. I better check it out." Will got out of the car and watched as Elliot opened the hood. They gasped in surprise. Green coolant was splattered everywhere. Will waved away a smelly cloud of steam with his hand. "What happened?" "Hard to say," Elliot replied, "but it'll have to wait till tomorrow." When Will got home from school the next day, Elliot was working on the car. "Did you find out what was wrong?" Will asked. Elliot pulled his head out from under the car hood. "Yeah, I think I got it figured out." He picked up a tool. "How was school today?" "It was okay," Will answered as he stepped over to see the engine. "Just okay?" Elliot asked. "A lot of stuff at school bothers me, like some of the things kids talk about and jokes they tell. It all ends up filling my head, even though I don't want to think about that junk." "It gives you bad thoughts, huh?" Elliot gave one more twist to a bolt. "I know how you feel. When bad thoughts come to my mind, it helps to replace them with good ones." He stepped back and viewed his work, kind of like this engine. "What do you mean?" Will asked. "Well, there was coolant all over because the radiator hose split open. I couldn't leave the hose there, but just taking it out wouldn't help either. I had to replace it," Elliot explained. "It's the same with bad thoughts. They have to be replaced." "So where do you get good thoughts to replace them with?" Will asked. "You already have them," Elliot replied. "Because you trust in Jesus, he's changing the way you think. Whenever bad thoughts come, you don't have to let them take control of your mind. Set your mind on Jesus, who died on the cross to free you from sin, and trust him to help you change your thoughts so they're focused on his truth and love instead." Elliot slammed the hood shut. "I'm done. Want to take the car on a test drive?" Will grinned as he opened the passenger door. "Let's go." So how about you? Do you struggle with bad thoughts? When thoughts of bad things you've seen or heard seem to take over your mind, turn to Jesus. Remember that he died on the cross for every one of your sins and is renewing your mind so you can think the way he does. Try to recite a Bible verse you've learned or think about a special blessing he's given you. Replace bad thoughts with the goodness of his truth and love. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 2.
"Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
And our key thought today: replace bad thoughts with God's goodness. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. As Kelly says, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. The Lord has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals to kids for generations to come. To give, go to keysforkids.net and click Donate. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.